The podcast fam, here's another one. Here's another one. As I bring you this podcast episode, I want to let you know that I have a dirty, nasty headache. And I'm hoping that in the process of recording and giving value in this episode and giving you my best, that maybe, just maybe, my headache will get better. It's been like 2 days now. I think I've had extra screen time. And I don't know what else it could be, but I get a bad headache like once every like 2 to 3 months. Maybe some people have more, maybe some people have less, but my headaches aren't like temporary things. They'll last like 3 days, you know, like 3, 4, sometimes 5 day headaches, and they go away. It's been like this for years. And some of you are like, you know, you might want to get that checked out. I've done some stuff, but like, I don't know, it's just like I don't know if it's stress or screen time or if it's a correlation with food or something. But anyways, on the podcast episode with my eyes like kind of squinted, you know, that headache where your eyes kind of squint, you're all like, fucking, it's like I just got off a roller coaster or something. Like, what the fuck? Anyways, sipping mate, because that's what we do when we make podcasts. And that always helps. But today I want to talk to you about the element of going harder, going harder on yourself, going harder on yourself. You know, when I like roam online, and maybe you do too, there's like this conundrum, because there's people who preach like love of self, take it easy. And then there's like, go fucking harder. And I don't know if I identify with either or. I feel like you need both in life. And there's not like one mantra that's needed for the entirety of your life. It's for the particular season that you find yourself in. And I've given plenty of messages on self-love and on going easy, on connection to self and inner peace, finding flow, having grace. But then I've also given messages about stop being a bitch, go fucking harder, do more, challenge yourself, push yourself. And I think what it means to be human is to exist within both realities for given points of our life. And I wouldn't say like in a day you'll experience both, but seasonally. And when I say seasonally, it's very loose, like maybe a few days here, maybe a few weeks here, maybe a few months here in a season. It all depends on what you're going through. I can only speak about the season that I'm in and hope that it applies to you. And I want you to think about the season that you're in. Are you in a season of like grace and ease and tranquility? Or are you in a season of going hard, putting your head down and fucking working relentlessly? But not just working, like pushing yourself to the max. And here, another thing is like, you can get addicted to both realities and they're both unhealthy. You can get addicted to being easy and gracing yourself and life and love and just flowing with the wind and the sunflowers. And I love that shit, you know, like I wake up and I journal for an hour every day. You know what I mean? Like, I love that shit. But you can get so addicted to that you become soft and you become nice and creamy and filling like a jelly donut, and you just get lost in it. And you're not doing anything bad, right? But you're just like, you lost your edge. And then you can get so addicted to the grind and the process and the, I'm gonna brick by brick and I'm gonna put my head down and fucking work, and I'm tired and I'm gonna keep working out and I'm gonna keep dieting and pushing harder. And you get so addicted to that, and then you burn the fuck out and you start resenting the process, or you get injured, or you start treating people like shit and you start losing sleep. And I've been on both sides, maybe you have as well. So how do we handle these flames that are burning within us and these desires? And that is the beauty and that is the art of life. I can't tell you exactly how to do it, because your reality and where you're located and who you are and the experiences of your life dictate the path that you choose and the season that you're in. But I want to talk to you today about the second, the latter, the hard, because I feel like I've been speaking on, I mean, I've had some harder messages, but I guess I should say more authentically, I've been in a season for a while now of being a little bit more, I don't like saying soft because I don't know, it just doesn't sound right, but you know what I'm talking about. Like just a lot more grace, a lot more ease, a lot more flow, a lot more gentleness. And we need this, and I'm so grateful that I had it. But I think if we're not careful, like I was saying, you start to lose. And so I'm tapping back in. That's why I have a headache going so hard. And my body's like, whoa, Jay, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing, bro? And so I'm back in. I'm locked in. And I want to share with you what I'm doing, how it looks. And I want to offer some tips about how to go harder in life without, you know, what I was saying, the negative effects of it. Because I have experienced those as well. Where you resent the process, you lose sleep, you hate your life, you start treating people like shit, and then you end up having an adverse effect on what you're trying to accomplish. But here's where I'm at, so you understand. So you guys know, like, I'm an online coach, this is what I do, like, you know, I sell a program, I sell a lifestyle, I go on social media, I talk, I have a community, a team of people, I've been doing it for 2 years, I'm all online, and I travel and I do my thing and I spread my word. I spread a message of hope and positivity, life and light and hope and all the things we talk about here, but connecting them to you, your life, fitness, which is a part of your life, nutrition, which is a part of your life. These are things that are inescapable as a human. You will eat today. You will move today, you know? So how do we align that with who we are on the inside? That's my game. So anyway, I've been doing that for a couple of years now, and had my bouts of and seasons, and as I was mentioning earlier, but the season that I'm in right now is I want to go harder, and so I have my own macros and meal plan and foods that I eat, and I'm, as I mentioned on a previous episode, coming up my birthday in 2 months, trying to get super freaking lean, want to look amazing as I turn 36, and I said, you know what? I'm going to take this challenge of mine and I'm going to go even harder on it. I give myself about 200 carbs a day. So now I chopped it down to 100 carbs a day, which is like, I don't know if you know much about macros. Maybe you do, but it's like a slice of bread is like 20 carbs, right? So it'd be like 5 slices of bread a day in total, like everything you eat in terms of carbohydrates. And then I have a high protein, low carb, low fat diet. I'm eating about 1500 calories a day, which is like what I start my ladies on when they begin my program, coming in at like $140, you know, very, very low calories. So calories are energy, calories are life. And so when you have a low calories, right, you feel it in your body and your body's like, whoa, you get through like this tiredness. You're just like, oh, but here's what happens is you're challenged. Because naturally the body wants to be like, okay, rest, like conserve your energy. But now I'm having this voice inside of me that's like, go harder, but yeah, there's no calories in the tank. So what ends up happening is you end up tapping in to a side of yourself that you don't know was there. You didn't know was there, right? How do people make it through the desert without food? Well, because they have a fucking mission to get out of there, right? How do people survive in prison on fucking one meal a day or some bullshit tray food? Like they have a desire to get out, right? We can do things with our body we didn't think we were capable of only when we put ourselves in those incapable situations. That's when we figure it out. And so me, and I've been here before, I've been down as low as 1350 calories, but I was like, fuck it, man. I'm having like almost 2000 calories a day. I was like, I need to go harder. I need to go harder. And I was like, oh, you could just like, you know, go harder, Jay. You don't have to drop the food. And I was like, nah, but the food is a big deal to me. So I'm gonna take away food and I'm gonna go even harder. Have you ever, those of you that maybe aren't even into nutrition at all, but have you ever been like, you got so caught up in work that you forgot to eat? You know that feeling? Yeah, that's flow state. Well, you didn't have food, but you were still like in the zone, right? Exactly. How many of you have ever eaten something and just fucking like been like, I'm done for the day, like that was it, I do those pancakes, I'm fucking done, like I'm like, food has an effect on our body, and so restraining it, you know, you can either turn into a savage or you can get really freaking weak and tired and like whatever they call it, starvation mode. I mean, can we just go on a tangent? There are no tangents, but can we just say like this whole like starvation mode people talk, oh, my body's going into starvation mode, oh my gosh, I don't have enough. Shut the fuck up. You don't even know what starvation mode is. Can we stop saying that? Okay. I'm a coach. I'm going to tell you right now. None of you here listening have ever been in starvation mode. Okay. You don't know what the fuck's. I haven't been in starvation mode. So don't throw around starvation mode like you're in East Africa starving. No, no. You have plenty of food, my friend. None of you are in starvation. I just hear that sometimes from people like. My clients are like, I'm scared I'm going into starvation. No, you're not. You don't even fucking know what starvation mode is. I don't even know what it is. Anyways, so less calories, and you end up feeling naturally like lower energy, but then you have to tap into a side of yourself that you didn't know was there. This is a very quick way in life that I'm offering as a tip to go harder, okay? Reduce the amount of food you eat and see what you can produce. Because you will tap into something greater in yourself. This is why in most religious traditions, like fasting, in all spiritual traditions, they all recognize food and how that correlates to production and devotion to God, to higher consciousness. It's like when you restrain and keep yourself from consuming, you have to tap into something greater in you. And if you're connected to the higher powers that be, it's like connecting to the universe, connecting to God, because I don't have food anymore, so I need you to come and fill me. Does that make sense? So this is a tip on how to go harder in life is reduce the food. Now, if you are thinking about doing that, I would ask you to consult someone like me or someone that knows about food so that you don't put yourself in a stupid place where it's like, oh yeah, this guy told me not to eat that much and like now I passed out. Like, you need to have a certain amount of protein. What I'm talking about is carbohydrates. I'm not talking about proteins, whatever. I'm putting that out there because you can take my word for it, but if you faint, don't get mad at me, okay? I need you to keep your protein high. I need you to keep your fat low. I need you to keep your carbs low, and you end up tapping in to a higher, higher power when you do this. And this is what I mean about the season of going hard. If you want to go harder, take away food, and then you'll be conflicted with a choice. Do I get weak because I don't have any food, or do I use this and tap into something greater in myself? Food is one of the most tangible ways we can find a way to go harder in life, reducing the food. This is why people quit on diets too, because there's, I'm so hungry, I'm so hungry. They get soft. But then those that say, I'm hungry, but I'm going to keep going. I'm hungry, but I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. They end up tapping into a side they didn't know was there. And that's where a physical bodily transformation happens and people lose hundreds of pounds because they did it. That's why we respect it. That's why we admire it. That's why people go around saying like, it's so hard. It's so hard. Yeah, it's because you're so fucking weak. You're so weak. Food is a great way to go harder in life, even if you're not dieting, even if you don't have a desire to like lose fat or anything like that, just reducing food. So that's what I'm doing right now. That's what I'm interested in right now. That's a very, very real way for me to go harder in life. And then here's the other thing. Well, some of you know this already. I wake up early, so I'm challenging myself to wake up earlier, right? So that doesn't mean less sleep. That means go to bed earlier for me. Okay, so this is another way to tap in, because then you have more hours of the day to get shit done and you're awake and you're like, wow, I've done everything I need to do and there's still like 2 hours in the day left. All right, what else can I do? What else can I do? You want more, you want more, you want more. Okay, this is another great way. And then I want to offer a couple more. The third one is really obvious. Like literally just, there's power in focused work without any distractions. Okay. I could tell you about writing a to-do list and all that stuff, but I'm talking about like whatever work you do. Maybe you do have a boss and you got to report somewhere, or maybe you are on your own, but telling yourself, I am going to work 10 hours today. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to work 10 hours today. And maybe that sounds like, and again, this isn't the feel good, be good to yourself, love yourself. This isn't that message, guys. This is the hard fucking message. So I'll just give you my example, like wake up at 5, you know, I have my journaling, my quiet time, my meditation, my reflection, whatever I'm feeling called to do that day, have breakfast, go to the gym, come back, you know, it's still morning time, and I'll work till 6 p.m. So from like fucking 9 to 6, 8:30 to 6:30, some shit like that, like 9 and a half hours, just fucking straight. I get up to eat chicken because I'm low carbing, and that's it. and I'm back in my seat. That's probably why I have a headache, but I know my body will adjust. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about my headache. I took Tylenols, whatever. I don't care. We're in a hard season, guys. And that's my message today. Hard. When are you going to go hard? When are you going to go hard? When are you going to go be like, those were the days I was busting my ass? When are you going to talk about those days? And I just tell you this because so many people are got this shit up their ass about like loving themselves and being easy and finding the flow in life. And I'm all for it. But you can stay there and fucking get average if you're not careful. And then again, you can come to this place and you end up burning the hell out. But that doesn't mean you don't come here. You know what I mean? You can be here and eventually burn out, right? Meaning like the fire is still necessary to cook the burger, but the fire can also burn the house if you're not careful. Does this make sense, my friends? You need the fucking fire. You have to fucking get in there. You have to go for it. You have to have that season of your life where you just went hard as hell. You woke up early. You trained your ass off. You were low carbing. You fucking work 10 hours a day, every day, for a fucking week, and then you rested on the eighth day or some shit like that. Whatever's hard for you, it doesn't have to be my schedule. Whatever's hard for you. These are some of the ways we go harder in life. I mean, anything, anyone that did anything great, like go talk to any of these cool companies or personal brands or people and ask them about the hard days. You think they're going to say like, you know, I just had a really good flow the whole time. I just had a really good flow the whole time. I just felt great the whole time. No, they're going to say like there was this fucking year where I worked my ass off, bro. I didn't fucking sleep or whatever they say. You've heard the stories. Well, why can't, I know it's not going to be to the extent for your life, but why can't 20% of that be true for you? Imagine how much more you can exponentially grow if that was true. When are you going to have that season where it's like, that motherfucker is just, he's a savage right now. That girl, she's a boss right now. She's just all in. Her diet, her exercise, like, she's working her ass off. Like, she doesn't stop. There's no, like, at the end of the day, I have my drink to... No, you fucking stay on your grind and you go to bed and you wake up and you do it again and you work out and you... work and you do it again. There's no like easy time. There's just like straight savagery for a long period of time, as long as you can go, before you start touching those realms of like what I was speaking about earlier. You don't want to go there, and you'll know. I know. So that's where I'm at, guys. That's where I'm at. And I offer these tips for anyone that needs that shit, that needs it, because comfortville and this coddling of the human being is like, my great, great, great grandpa would be so sad if he knew some of the shit that men do these days. He'd be like, bruh, we were out there fighting in a field for you guys so that you can sit and eat Cheetos and watch Netflix at the end of a day you sat in a chair in? Like, that's what we fucking fought in wars for? For this? I know that's, you know, can be taken however you want, but fuck no, that's not going to be your script, and it's not going to be mine. We're better than that, guys. We're worth more than that. All right, that is enough for today. We're going to keep this one under 20. Moral of the story, will you go fucking harder? All right, that's it. I love you. See ya.